Okay, so what else do you think should be incorporated into a logo? You've talked about the font, and different font types applying to different things. Are there any other variables which you should want to talk about?
Size of the maybe
Size of the
one.
font, yeah, so that is a factor. If you have a small font size, what could be a challenge for people?
To read what it is.
Yeah, so it could be quite small, couldn't it? And in regards to the for a font being big, is there any negatives from that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess just two in your face, really. I mean, that might be the main thing you're trying to look at when it comes to a poster.
Okay. If you're doing a logo for a horror, I don't know, channel maybe, what might the colour be?
Red. I mean, could do white, but mainly red would be one color.
Okay. And any other variables? Actually, no, sorry. Why would it be red as opposed to any of the other primary colours?
Just fits the theme of what it is, I guess.
And what does the colour red usually symbolise?
Danger.
Anything
That's
else?
what really is like. Maybe, because obviously horror films, some can be associated with like blood, maybe. So maybe that could be under that reason as well.
Not always does the colour red obviously result to danger, but it can have that implication if used in that particular way. Especially if you have the logo in quite dark colours, such as black, white, grey, it can be implied. Any other variables in terms of logo design that you want to admit?
Maybe the color of it.
We talked about the colour.
That's it, then. I can think of anyway.
Anything to do where the certain aspects should be positioned?
Like centered, is it all?
Everything centered?
Everything, but.
What should appear at the, I guess, top of a logo?
I'm gonna get you.
Sorry, that's quite hard. That's quite a hard question. I'll retract that. Yeah, so the text should be centered, obviously, because that's what people are going to look at first to start off with. And then really, it's kind of all from there. Most logos exist in the form of, one particular shape. Can you give me an example of a logo that is a particular shape that we are all aware of, and an example of a brand that uses that particular shape for their logo?
Circle.
And what brand uses a circle for their logo?
I mean, I guess football teams could do that, right?
Could they?
Some teams have like a circle for their team.
Okay. Why do you think the football teams would have a circle as opposed to, I don't know, a triangle?
I guess it just sits nicely, really. I guess you could just put everything in it, if that makes sense.
Any particular example that you'd like to give in regards to a football team or a brand or a product that uses a circle in their logo?
Manchester. I think Celtic is a second as well.
What, sorry?
Celtic, that team.
Okay. Is it Celtic or Celtic?
Probably Celtic, isn't it? I'm not sure.
Is that your phone?
No.
This phone, isn't it? I'm not hearing things, am I?
I
did hear a vibration.
I heard it too.
Like a phone vibration. Okay, I think we're done with that point.